Let's go back to the Hakdama, to the Chavos of Rav Shmuel said. Amar HaMechaber. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Lo Ye'os Inyan HaEchad HaAmidi. Some of what Chavos Halevavos has in mind with that phrase Inyan HaEchad HaAmiti, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Yisodei HaTorah L'Chazayin Elok Hazeh Echad Hu Ein Elo Shnayim V'lo Yesor Shnayim Ela Echad She'ein Ki Yuchuda Echad Min HaAchadim HaNimtzaim Be'olam. We use the description of Echad in a variety of contexts. There's one pen on the desk, right? There's one large desk in the room, right? We use echad in many contexts. So says the Rambam. But when we say echad about Hashem, we mean echad in an absolutely unique sense. She'en ki yichudo echad min ha'achadim ha'nitzam be'olam. Lo echad kemin shu kolo achadim harbe. Let's say so scientists have classifications of different species. You have genus. So you can have a certain species of dog, but there are many then instances of that one species. So it's one, but it's not one in an absolute sense. Lo ke echad kemin shu kolo achadim harbe, v'lo echad keguf shu nechlak l'machlokos v'l'ktzavos. So, right, you can say about any physical object, about the human body or any physical object, that it's one. So that is true, but on the other hand, it can also be subdivided. You can then break it down into trillions of cells. You can break any goof, which is one. It's not one in an absolute sense. Ela yichud she'en yichud acher kamoso ba'olam. So when we say one about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means in an absolute and absolutely unique sense. Some of that's what it means, Asher lo yeos inyan ha'echad amiti, that echad in its absolute sense, because again, what one, when you think about, one, the only one, so echad amiti can only be predicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every other echad is not really echad in a complete or absolute sense. Hakadmon b'mtziuso, there's no beginning to Hashem's existence, right? You can't measure it in time. There's no beginning to Hashem's existence. Hamasmit tovaso. His tova is he constantly is perpetuating his tova. The next three phrases or clauses. Asher bara kol hanimtzaos la'os al achduso, v'yotza yetziros la'ed al gevuroso, v'heichal chadoshos l'choyed al chochmoso, v'godel tuvo. K'dechsev do l'do yishabach ma'asecha, u'gvurosecha yegidu, Huksev Yoducha Hashem Choma Asacha Vachasidacha Yevaruchucha Kvod Malchuscha Yomer Gvaroscha Yedaver Laudia Levnei Odom Gvarosa Vachod Hadam Malchusa. The way that this should be understood no being, not just human beings, angelic beings as well, no being can understand and thereby assign reasons for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The only understanding we can have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the world. So that precludes understanding why he created the world. He created the world because he wanted to. L'man ritzon. We can't say anything beyond that. So what does the Chovas HaLevavos mean here? Asher bara kol hanimtzos la'os al achduso. I think the Mefarshim say in Parshas Bereishis right, so how does it go? Vayasa Lukim. How does it go? Shnei Hamaoros, Samoa Hagadol, Lememshalas Hayom, Vesamoa Hakatan, Lememshalas Halayla, Vesa Kochavim, Vayitena Osama Lukim, Birikia, Birikia Shemaim, Lahoya Laharitz. And v'hoyu l'osos l'ma'adim l'yamim v'shanim. I think I garbled things a little bit there, but... So there too you have the lamed, right? But what the lamed means is it's not explaining the reason, it's explaining the function, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the function of the sun is lahaya al ha'aretz. It doesn't address any ultimate questions of why. That's the function of the sun. The sun is lahaya al ha'aretz. And based upon the sun and the moon, that's how we lemoadim l'shanim. That's how our calendar is determined. The lunar months and the solar years. So you're talking that the way that this should be translated is Asher bara kol hanimtzaos as in v'hoyu la'osos, and they serve as os al achduso. And v'yatza yitziros, and they serve as eid al gvuraso. And v'heichal achadoshos, and they function as eidos al chochmaso. And the emes is that when l'chora that havana is then corroborated with the proof text, k'dechsev dor l'dor yishabach ma'asacha u'gvarasacha yegidu yoducha Hashem kol ma'asacha v'chasidach yevaruchucha. So those psukim don't prove, right? These psukim from Tehillim of David don't prove what the reason for the Bria is, but it describes the function and effect of the Bria. That they serve as a source of Shavach. in that they inspire Shavach. Was that the reason? The pasuk doesn't say that was the reason. The pasuk is describing what it is. V'hagdola Shabbatovos asher heitiv v'hem ha'boria la'avodov ha'medabrim. And so medabrim domim tzomeh chai medabrim. That fourfold classification, inanimate, vegetative life, animal life, and human life. Medaber, again, we're used to it just meaning speech. But it also means logic. It means to, it refers to seichel as well. There seems to be a little bit of a questionable assumption that when people speak, it reflects logic. But we'll let that slide for the moment. Bahen Gemura v'havanosam shleima hi hachochma. Asher hi chaye rucham v'ner sichlam. V'hamevia osam el ritzon ha'elokim. V'hamatzalas osam mikitzbo ba'olam hazo ba'olam haba kasha ama akosiv kasha miten chochma mipiv da'asu svuna. V'oma Elihu, Ochen Ruachi Ve'enosh, V'nishma Shakai Tivine. V'Daniel Oma, Yohev Chochmasa L'Chakimin, U'mando'o L'yode Vino. V'Oma Akosa V'Ani Hashem Alokecha, M'lamedcha L'Hoyel, Madrichecha B'Darach Telech. It could be that this parallels the Rambam says that again coming back to Parshas Bereishis that Tzelem Elokim, that the Tzelem Elokim of a person is the intellectual capacity that a person has. That's why the Rambam says that Tzelem Elokim, a person's not born with Tzelem Elokim, he's born with a potential for Tzelem Elokim. If a person doesn't exercise that capacity, then he doesn't actualize his Tzelem Elokim. If a person doesn't utilize that capacity for Yediyas Hashem, for Avodas Hashem, so then he remains, the Rambam says it, so let's not censor him, he remains an animal with an unrealized potential. Of Tzelem Elokim. So Yitachen that L'chovos Halvavos also, again, he's not relating to the Pasuk of Vayiv Elokim Asodim Tzelemo, but in singling out that this is the Gedolah Shevatovos, so that does suggest that is the defining human characteristic, the defining human endowment, which is what the Rambam is saying also in his explanation of Tzelem Elokim. Okay, he goes on to then give us a definition of the three parts of Chochmah. I'm not sure if we'll discuss that tomorrow or if we're going to if we'll skip to Acha Chochma Shatzorich. We may skip a couple of paragraphs, I'm not sure. But either way, you should see it, but whether we'll discuss them, I'm not sure. But we'll stop it.